For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Kevin Zeis is president of Common Sense for Drug Policy, CSDP.org. Kevin also served as press secretary this past election for Ralph Nader. Here is part of a discussion I had with Kevin about the recent Supreme Court ruling on sentencing.
It does give leeway to the judges, but does it still not allow this secondary look after the trial at the evidence?
Oh, yeah, sure. No, there'll be a separate sentencing phase. There'll be a pre-sentence report, you know, by the federal officials who handle that, and the judge will sentence based on that pre-sentence report. But the judge can only sentence someone for something they were found guilty of, unlike in the past, and the judge will look at the guidelines, and the guidelines will give the judge a range where he or she can sentence, but the judge can look at the case and say, yeah, but this person's background, his or her history, their role in the offense really doesn't justify that kind of lengthy sentence, and so I'm not going to go where the guidelines would recommend. I'm going to do a lesser sentence. It's really a good opportunity for judges to have a little bit more flexibility in their sentencing within the confines of the mandatory minimum sentencing statute.
Well, good. That sounds like an improvement. And
the big concern, as I said, is the Republican Congress and Senate. And, you know, are they going to try to use this as a political tool to, you know, say they're tougher on crime than the Democrats? That has been a tradition that they've followed. Now, I think that can be stopped. I mean, I think there are enough sensible Republicans who recognize that we are spending an inexorbitant amount of money on locking people up, that we are we have a prison population that's the embarrassment of the world with, you know, over 2 million people, 25% of the world's prisoners living in our prisons, even though we only have 4% of the world's overall population. And third, they're going to recognize that we have mandatory sentences in place, so it's not like the judges can get soft on crime all of a sudden. And so I don't think there's really a need for these except political football game playing, but I think there can be enough Republicans who recognize that this would be a mistake to play that way, and so I think that can be stopped. I think that's where the efforts of activists should be right now, is reaching out to Republican legislators to convince them to not let this kind of reaction develop, instead to speak out against it now so that the Republican leadership sees there's a diverse view among Republicans and doesn't let it go forward.
You can contact your congressman at senate.gov or at house.gov. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.